Lord God.
Amen.
And every
Amen.
Other spirit will be silenced by the blood of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
We plead and apply
yes.
it right now. We're thankful to
yes.
you, God, for opening up this vehicle, Lord God, that your word may go forth unhindered and unchecked by any demonic force. We bind the adversary on every hand. We rebuke and we cast down every evil and wicked imagination that tries to exalt itself
yes,
above
yes.
the word of God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for power and from on high. We thank you, Lord God, that we can praise you anyhow, regardless of what come and what go, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that all things have already been set in order, God, as you ordained them,
yes.
and that they shall go forth on tonight. And it shall reach, Lord God, the generation of people that you have predestined this word to reach, Lord God. It will prick the very hearts of your people. It will change their mindset, Lord God. It will give them, Lord God, a new opportunity to see you in a brand new light, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening deaf ears, Lord God, opening blinded eyes and
thank
renewing
you, thank
hearts.
Thank you, thank you.
Rebuilding and re-strengthening restoration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord
yes.
God, that someone will tune in on tonight that has never tuned
yes.
in before, Lord God. And that this
yes,
word, Lord
yes.
God, will move upon them in such a mighty and a special way that in the end they will say, what must I do to be saved, Lord God?
Yes,
what must
yes,
I do
yes.
to inherit the kingdom
yes.
of God? What must I do
yes.
to get in right standing with this true and this mighty
yes.
and this magnificent God that you're talking about and that you serve
thank
and that you,
you
worship? It's not about us, Lord God, but it's all about you, Lord God. In the end,
yes.
Lord God, get your glory. We decree and declare
yes.
tonight that you shall be glorified and the devil shall
thank
be
you.
Horrified in all that
yes.
is said and done. And for this we say thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, thank you,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you for the victory on tonight. We pray, Lord God,
thank
for the
you.
Man of God that's going to bring the word. We pray that your Holy Spirit will quicken him even now. Lord God, we bind up every spirit of fear and we loose power and we loose the Holy
yes.
Ghost upon him right now in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
Thank you.
We pray, Lord
thank
God, for Sister Inez on tonight that your anointing,
thank
God,
you.
Will permeate her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God, and that
thank
she
you.
Shall be set ablaze by the power of the Holy Ghost that's working in her.
Thank you.
Remind her, Lord God, that you are a consuming fire and let your fire fall fresh in this service, Lord God. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all praise, God, for everything that is going to happen on tonight is because of you that we live and we breathe and we have our being. Therefore, we glorify
yes.
you in our members and in our body. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Yes. Amen. Amen. Our show has started and she has led us in prayer. Yes. God is a mighty, 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 mighty good God for all the things he's done for me and for you. So he just didn't do it for me. He did it for everybody. Everybody who has let him into his heart. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. And 6, in all thy ways, what you're going to do, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Sometimes you just need to sit still and let the Lord order your steps. Psalms 119:133, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Yes, 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 yes. He won't lead you astray in any way. I needed that today because I just had a rough day today. So I'm just saying, I just thank the Lord for him being in my life and for him making me strong and for him keeping those fiery darts away from me. So thank God for Jesus and welcome to Let's Do It Radio, Fourth Sunday Service, September 25th, 2022. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Thanks to all of you. Our worldwide listeners for joining us today on another Fourth Sunday service. And you just heard Pastor Betty Bennett from the Harvest World Ministries International give that wonderful, wonderful prayer. But I want you to please put your hands together by giving Harvest Worship Ministries International Pulpit Ministers Apostle Chris, who will be speaking this evening, and Pastor Benny Bennett with an arousing, warm, spiritual welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen. And we will have greetings from Apostle Chris Bennett, and then we'll have a song, I've Got Jesus' Love, followed by Invocational Prayer and Scripture by Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett. Thank you. Go ahead and greet us, Apostle Chris.
Amen. We thank and we praise God for everyone that's on here tonight. We thank God for allowing us to do this radio ministry on tonight and this blog. We thank and we praise God for what he is about to do and who he is and what he is and how he's restraining all of us. And we thank you for tuning in. There's other things that you could have done, but you chose to listen to Let's Do It Radio. And we thank and we praise God for you. Greetings to everyone that's on here tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to say hello to all the listeners on tonight. This is Pastor Betty Bennett with Harvest World Ministries International. It is always a great pleasure and a great opportunity to be able to come onto this radio station, onto this vehicle that God has opened to communicate and to prognosticate, and some will say, you know, other big words, prognosticators, enumerators, and God's work. I just to lift him up, to give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we just pray on tonight, and we believe in our hearts that something's going to be said and something's going to be done, amen, that's going to encourage your heart, that's going to lift you up, and that's to help propel you into your destiny God has already predestined for you. So we thank and praise God for all that he's doing in this hour, in this season, in this time. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading tonight is coming from Psalm 89, verses 1 through 10, and I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, Psalm 89, verses 1 through 10, or 1 through 10. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Mm-hmm. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Mm-hmm. I have made a covenant. That's good news. I have made a covenant with my children. Praise the Lord. I have sworn unto David, thy seed I will establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Verse 5, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders. O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Verse 6, for who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Y'all remember that, right? Thy them. Peace be still. Hallelujah. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. Amen. Giving glory and praise to God for his word on tonight. Amen. As these devotional scriptures talk about fear and reverence, amen, of the Lord in the heavens above and on the earth below. Amen. I have the opportunity to sit in the service on today, and the word was so rich, and it was so basic and so simple, but yet so rich and so potent that it was unreal how the Holy Spirit was moving in that place. And it was just learn how to fear, go get back to fearing the Lord again. Come back to your first love. Develop a renewed fear of the Lord. And, you know, one thing that the person was saying is that, you know, COVID came in and everybody was fearful, and the Lord spared the people. And, you know, for a while they were fearful. They were fearful of the Lord. They were fearful of everything that was going on. But as soon as COVID left, they went back to their old way of doing things, and they forgot about the fear of the Lord that they had before. And we all need to realize that, you know, we are living in a time where it is the fear of God that is keeping us. It is the fear of God that is sustaining us. It is the fear of God that makes his grace prevail over us and his mercy renewed upon us each and every day. It is it's the fear of Almighty God that allows us to be strengthened and encouraged and built up. Because the greater the fear is for him, the greater the blessing and the greater the encouragement and the greater the strength is that comes upon us. Because we don't fear men when we fear God. We don't fear what man can do unto us. But the world has gone back to not fearing God anymore and back to their ways. And it is our job, the chosen, to remind them to come back and to redevelop their fear of the Lord so that he may continue to sustain you and keep you and bless your generation, you and your household. And so it is this scripture, as I read it, that jumped out at me that spoke to even the word that was spoken on today. Reignite your fear of the Lord. Reestablish it. Get back in alignment with God. Get back to your first love and fearing the one in whom we should fear, so that this country may be saved, so that we may be saved, so that we can say that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And the Lord only serve. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thought you were starting to preach on us there for a second, sister.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it. Amen. Praise the Lord God.
Well, it was good. It was good. We get invitational. That was inspirational scripture. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we were going to have a song in between the greetings and the prayer and everything, but we can have a song anywhere. So I'm going to play I've Got Jesus' Love, since that's what it sounds like. You got Jesus' love throughout each and every day. So after I play that, I'll introduce Apostle Chris, and then we may have another song, depending on how I feel, called Heavenly Mind, because of what he's speaking on today. I'm not gonna spill the tea, as they say. So y'all just gonna have to wait and let him tell us what he's speaking on. But I'll have I've Got Jesus' Love, and then I'll introduce Apostle Chris Bennett. Amen. Amen.
Everybody needs to know that in Jesus is a plenty. Mr. Ronnie Marshall. I've got Jesus, love. Lord, that's plenty. He's the light of the world, and he died for so many. I've got Jesus, love. And Lord, that's plenty. That's plenty. He's the light of the world, and he died for so many. I've got Jesus' love 24 hours in a day. I've got Jesus' love 24 hours in a day.
Together, but they are one. Apostle Chris and Pastor Bennett, Betty Bennett, were called into the ministry of the Lord in 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay, Full Gospel Fellowship, and served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. They look like little kids. So I don't know where they were serving in that, when they probably were in Sunday school, but you know how that goes. In 2012, Apostle Chris and Betty Bennett founded Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now known as Harvest World Ministries International, endeavoring to do the will of the Father, kingdom works, domestically and internationally. I know if they are doing the Lord's work, there's a lot more to them. And so after this next selection, we will have the Lord use Apostle Chris Bennett. And the selection is Heavenly Mind. We will be graced with the words of wisdom from on high. Please say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen again.
Heavenly Mind.
or three lengths of a chain. And every length that she wore, oh my Lord, she wore it in my Jesus' name. One was for the Father, one was for the Son, one was for the Holy Ghost, now they all in one. Whatever you do, do it with an heavenly love, a heavenly mind. If I play, a heavenly mind. Man. God knows they are watching you, and he sees everything. Say that you do whatever you do, whatever you do, do it with the heavenly man.
Again, we want to thank everyone for joining on us with us tonight. I'm going to be talking out of Psalms 55, mm-hmm. 55 and 6. David said, King David said, "Oh, that I would have wings like a dove, and then would I fly away and be at rest."
Yes.
I want to talk tonight on winning your wings. He didn't say that he was going through some difficult times when David when David said this, and We don't criticize David for his honest expression and his desire and wanting to get away from it all. How many know that you got to go through some things in order to give us our wings?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes.
We all gonna go through some things. All of us have shared the same feelings at one time or another, but we have to learn that we can't run away from life burdens and problems. We can't run away from the storms that will come. As I said in Isaiah 43, he said, "When we pass through through the water. I will be with you. When we pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When we walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. You know, he didn't say that. If, but when. We all gonna face some trying times in our lives. In short, when it comes to the storm of life, we as Christians should expect them, we should enlist them, and encounter them as victorious through faith in God. You know, we shouldn't fly away from storms. We should fly above the storms. Instead of asking God for wings like a dove so we can escape, we need to ask God for wings like an eagle so we can fly through the storm. Isaiah said, but they that wait upon the Lord, you got to wait. They are renewed their strength. He said they shall mount up with wings as eagles. I'm here to tell you that when we find ourselves in a difficult situation, most of us pray, Father, get me out of this mess that I'm going through. If nothing happens immediately, then we pray, Father, when will you get me out of this? But what we ought to be praying is, Father, what should I get out of this? There is a purpose in our trials, and even there's going to be some discouraging days ahead of us. But we can be excellent teachers, and spiritual lessons come with these trials and tribulations. The trouble in our hearts are to be enlarged, David said, oh, bring thou me out of this distress, enlarge trouble. David was going through an especially trying time and desperately needed God's direction and deliverance. How many of you know that we're going to need God's direction and deliverance? And sometimes in our lives, when things seem to be hard, we need God's direction and deliverance. You know, it's likely that Psalms 25 was written during the period when Saul was persecuting David and trying to kill him.
All right.
You know, why does God permit enlarged troubles? Surely our Father in heaven wouldn't want us to be comfortable and free from affliction. You know, God never promised to make us comfortable. What he said to make us comfortable.
All right.
And when we look at it, he said, be conformed to the image of his son. That's Romans 8:29.
That's right.
And in order to conform to this world, we must permit us to suffer. Even the Lord Jesus learned obedience through suffering. But enlarged troubles are but the beginning. Enlarged troubles are the beginning. We got to look at the second step in the process. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. That's Psalms 4. Enlarged troubles can produce enlarged faith. I say it can produce large things because trouble don't automatically produce giants. It seems like Christians go through the furnace and they come out missing.
Yes.
Small in the outlook. Small in faith. Small in the ministry. King Saul and King David illustrated these opposite effects of Saul was a big man physically, but he was a midget spiritually. And his experience in battle only made him smaller.
Yes.
We have no evidence that David was a big man physically, but he was certainly a spiritual giant.
Yes.
He didn't get that way by not going through some trials and tribulations. He didn't get enlarged. Troubles made him to be an enlarged saint, but he trusted God. How many of you know that David trusted in what God was telling him to do?
Yes.
How we respond to the difficulties of life helps us determine how long our Father will permit them to continue.
Yes,
when the Father permitted you to go through the furnace of affliction, he always kept his eyes on the clock and his hands on the thermostat. He knows how much we can take, and he knows how long the trial should be. But he watches us to see if the trials are accomplishing all that they should accomplish. We got to go through some things.
Got to.
You know, the apostles went through. They was all persecuted, you know. Everybody got to go through some things.
Everybody. Amen.
You know, it doesn't say that enlarged troubles can be enlarged saints. The next step is he brought us forth into a large place. That's Psalms 18 and 19. God uses enlarged trials to produce enlarged saints so he can put them into enlarged places. All of God's giants have been men and women who have experienced suffering in some way or another. Noble spent 13 years as a forgotten servant. He even went to prison because God was getting him ready for a bigger place. God must prepare us for what we are prepared, what we have prepared for us. And as a part of that preparation is the furnace of affliction. Now we can better understand why David had to experience so many storms. God has chosen him to fill a big place. And David had to be enlarged. Had David got his request for wings like a dove and flown away from the cross, he would have wasted all of that suffering and still be unprepared for his great opportunity to serve God.
Amen.
Instead of getting wings like a dove, he received wings like an eagle and flew right into the face of the storm and triumphed over it. But one more step remains. Thou hast enlarged my steps under my feet, did not slip. That's Psalm 18 and 36. He said, an enlarged place can be a dangerous place if we don't know how to take nine steps of faith and walk with God. David's feet did not slip. And Saul didn't, because David had grown during these years of trials and tribulations.
Yes.
And David knew how to take giant steps, how committed and God.
Hallelujah.
You plan to walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You must learn to take giant steps.
All
and
right.
This means you face difficulties. The nation of Israel failed to claim its inheritance because of unbelief.
That's
and
correct.
The entire generation wasted their years of suffering in Egypt. The entire generation wasted their years of suffering. The new generation needed the discipline of the willingness to enlarge them for their enlarged privileges and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
At the close of their 40 years of learning the true God, the new generation was ready and eager to conquer Canaan and claim their inheritance. Are you ready to claim
okay.
your inheritance?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
They were bigger people prepared for a bigger place. Mm-hmm. How many ready to take a bigger place? Jesus
bigger
said,
place.
Amen.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, where I go, I'll come in and receive you unto myself, that where you are there, that where I am, there you may be also. There is a simple, no breaking in this divine principle. If you want to take giant steps in an enlarged place, then you must become an enlarged person.
Man, come
on. This can be done only as we trust God in the midst of enlarged trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
There are no 90-day wandering among God's giants. All of them won their wings the hard way. You and I may never see the trials they endured, but God saw them, and God used them to accomplish his great purpose.
Come on.
It appears then that one of the most important things in our Christian life is that we win our wings.
There are honorary
awards in the battle of life. You have to win your wings.
When you win,
yes.
The quitter never get wings like a dove, but the winner gets wings like an eagle.
All right,
but then yeah, a special word of encouragement. Nobody need to fail permanently. Even
nobody.
David tried to escape his own, but this didn't completely disqualify him. God disciplined him and brought him back to the place of obedience. And David won his wings. Some of the most successful preachers I know were anything but a success when they first began their ministry. And some of them would admit that they seriously considered quitting. But God gave them their wings, and they learned how to soar the storms and make the wind work for them rather than against them. Now they were telling others how to win their wings.
Yes.
You know, we need to start winning our wings.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we do. Many enlarged places in this world that desperately need to be filled. He is looking for enlarged saints. Will you be one of them? God is not a God that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent.
God is
a God that will give us everything that we ask for.
Yeah.
Amen.
Desires of our hearts.
We have to learn how to take enlarged steps. We have to learn how to live in faith. We have to learn how to allow God to be God and Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not against thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We need to let God lead us and stop trying to lead ourselves. God that will never fail us. He will never, he said in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Never.
God that will do what he said he was going to do. And we thank and we praise God for allowing us to win our wings in this life. We allow God for, we thank and we praise God for allowing us to go through the storms of life. We all going to have to go through some things. God reminds us in his word to stay aware. And we should wake up in our surroundings for all of us every time that we should ignore warnings that continue on our way. Thanking somebody for praying for us and for what we are going through. I'm reminded that of the storm that hit Louisiana a few years ago, Hurricane Katrina. A lot of us didn't know what to run to, but we know who to run to. Have to look at. We have to know who to run to. We have to. Ephesians 5:15 says, "Look carefully in how to walk, not as unwise, but as wise.
Wise.
Making the best use of time, because the days are evil." He said, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand the will of the Lord is." Life is often predictable. Our storms come without much warning. You know, the best way to stay spiritually prepared is to stay close in a relationship with God, walking day. We need him.
We need him.
The first filling of the Holy Spirit in his presence, in praying and reading his word, the better prepared and the inside is better equipped with all of us. You know, the storms of life, they're gonna come. You know, we know where to run to when the storms come. If you don't know where to run to, you need to ask somebody, where do I go in the storm? It's not the Superdome. It's not Astro World. It's not none of all these other places that you're trying to run to. We need to run to God. You know, when the storms was rising, and Jesus was down in the hull of the ship asleep, and he stepped out, and the water was getting in the boat, and he stepped out and said, "Peace be still." How many of you know that all you have to say is, that all God has to say is, "Peace be still."
Peace be still.
Thomas said, "God is our refuge and strength." And God, he said, he went on to say, and he's a very present help in time of trouble. Trouble time will come. I don't care who you are, what you've been through. Trouble times will come. When we're facing our storm, we instinctively know where to find a safe place. And like I said earlier, that safe place is not the Superdome, it's not anything but God. You know, we need to run to him. We need to run to him when it's not a storm. Yeah. You know.
Correct.
You know, in all about our ways.
Acknowledge.
You know, we need to acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
God is a God that that will pull us through what we're going through when we're going through it.
Yeah.
You know, we should we should be prepared. You know, for whatever we're going through. You know, God will pull us through.
The enemy comes in
like a flood. You know, Isaiah 59 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. You know, we need to know that there is a standard that will be lifted up against him. The enemy will try to wreak havoc over our lives. The enemy loves disaster. He said in his word that he come to steal, kill, and to destroy.
And that's what John
10 says. That the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
And destroy. Yeah.
You know, often it feels that when we find ourselves in the midst of a storm, you know, we run to everybody but God. But it's time to start running to God. When chaos breaks loose, and it's hard to get control of things, we need to call on God. We need to get in control, and we can end up feeling abandoned and alone. Yet God's word reminds us that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Nor forsake us,
He is the God of, you know, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God is God in this present world. We are living in an evil world. God is a good God. And he allows us to go through trials and tribulations. That's for his glory. You know, we need to stop barking every time that we go through some things, and we say that the devil is trying this. No, the devil is not trying anything. He cannot pull anything over you that God doesn't know about. You know, God is a God that knows everything. And we should allow him to be the God of this universe, and we are living in some trying times. We cannot do things on our own.
No.
All right. Amen.
God is a God that will not allow his children to suffer any longer than they have to.
Hallelujah.
You know, we can only depend on nobody but God. Wife can't bring you through it. Your children can't bring you through it. Your friends. Only God. Trials and tribulations.
Nobody.
We need to learn to run to him when there's a storm coming. You know, when we allow God to be God, and that's what we should do. Let him be God all by himself. He don't need my help. He don't need nobody's help. All he needs to do is be God.
Be God.
Amen.
He allows us to let him be God.
All by himself.
We thank and we praise God for everyone that's on here tonight listening, and we thank and we praise God that he is God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is. mighty good God. Yes.
You know, we are learning day by day to
Oh, yeah.
Win our wings, and we, you know, and like I said, we don't want wings like a dove. We want wings like an like eagle.
Yes.
I just said that. Say that. wait upon the Lord.
Wait upon the Lord.
Yeah, but you there.
Straight.
When you we got the mount up, y'all. I'm here
mount
to tell
up.
You that, mount that up. Today today is the day to start mounting. We have not been mounting up. Today is the day to let God be God. And allow us to win our wings, because we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. We're going to go through some storms. But God is with us. All we can do is stand on his word. And his word says that he will never leave us, nor would he forsake us.
Amen.
And we thank him. We praise God for this day. We thank and we praise God for being with us. You know.
Amen.
If it was not for God, where would I be?
Well,
oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Where would I be? Thank and we praise. We thank and we praise God for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
We shall rejoice.
Yes, yes.
Glad. We thank God for everyone that was listening. And we're going to go close out with a word of prayer. God, we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your name.
Yes.
We ask now, Father, that you would allow your people to win their wings.
Mm-hmm.
Not wings of a dove, but wings of an eagle.
God,
praise and we magnify your name, because
as
we get our wings, we just want to thank you that we can soar through every storm, every trial, every tribulation that we're going through.
Yes,
we magnify
Lord.
You. We lift you up.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what happened. Their call just dropped, but while they call back in, if you would like to online prayer, I want to receive Christ as your personal Savior, please call us at 845-241-9985. While they return back to us, I'm going to play Day That Wait by Fred Hammond.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
hold on a little while longer. His words can gather.
down a bone wing.
Like an eagle.
An eagle that soars.
Tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad
that I've learned how to wait.
Oh,
in the midst of my waiting, I get a blessing every day.
Yes, we'll have invitations to discipleship and welcome to the family by either Apostle Chris or Pastor Betty while this song's playing in the background. So if you want to extend the invitation to the church, to those out there to who might want to invite Christ into their heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. First of all, we thank and praise God for that word that has gone forth on tonight. We pray that has touched the heart of God's people to let them know that, you know, troubled times are going to come. Trials are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Fires are going to come.
Yes.
Blood is going to come. But in all, we still have to run. We have to run to the Lord, who is our refuge and our strength. And so for anyone who is not come to know God in the pardon of their sins, this is the time that we set aside so that you may get better acquainted with the God that we're talking about, running to for refuge. He's our comforter. He's our protector. He is our way maker. His word is a lamp unto our feet, light to our pathway. He leads and he guides us. He keeps us. And in that regard, you know, we have to recognize that we have not all arrived. So if there's anyone on the call that do not know God in the pardon of their sins, we invite you on tonight to get to know Christ. In the book of Romans, it's recorded that, you know, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Amen. And so on tonight, we want to offer this same Lord and Savior unto you. Tonight,
Amen.
We want you to get to know this God that we serve. Tonight, we want you to get to know our refuge and our strength. Tonight we want you to know that you can be delivered, you can be set free, you can be healed, and you can be lifted up high above your troubles and situations and circumstances, and you have someone that you can lean on, depend on, and trust in, and know that all things are going to work together for your good because you now are in love with the Lord. So if there's anyone on the call at this particular time that would like to come to know our Lord and our Savior, we offer Christ to you. Now is the time.
Amen.
Now is the season. Now is your time to get to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the one who hung, bled, and died on the cross for each and every one of our sins, and the one who can continue to walk with us, talk with us, let us know that he loves us. Will you give your heart to God on tonight? Will you give your heart to Christ?
Amen.
The doors are open. Amen. God, Jesus is standing before you with open arms. And he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
Uh-huh.
Come on unto me.
Yes.
I'll be with you at all times. I want to come, and I want to dwell in your heart, and I want to meet you right where you are.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now's your time to come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you that the doors have been opened. We've extended an invitation, and we've offered you unto them. We have nothing else to offer except Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. As we offer you to your people on tonight, God, we pray, Father God, that those who do not know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord, that you will minister to them even on tonight, even into the wee hours of the morning, that their heart may be open and it may be softened and subdued to receive you as their Lord and Savior on tonight. God, make yourself real to them. Manifest yourself in their presence. Let them know that you are loving, merciful, and all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful God.
Yes,
and you are able to do everything but fail, Lord. You won't leave them, nor will you forsake them, nor will you ever turn your back on them, God. But you'll be with them always, even until the end. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. You are doing in this time, in this season, and in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Before we go into our church announcement for today, I'd like for the people who are on the line to greet Apostle Bennett and Pastor Bennett. Before we go into announcements, we have caller 7675. If you want to greet the ministers of the day.
Hello, Pastor Betty, Pastor Chris. This is Sister Deborah. Thanking and praying God for just being able to get on tonight. Pastor Betty, I thank you for the invite. Just thank you that I was able to hear Apostle Chris get on and spread the joy of the Lord to the people tonight. I greet you all with the love of Christ. I love you all. And thanks again for that mighty word, Pastor Chris.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us,
Deborah.
Thank you. And we have Pastor Ron, Reverend Ron, on the line as well.
Good evening, everyone. God bless you. Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty certainly enjoyed the service on today. And I want you to know that was a powerful, soul-stirring word. And appreciate you for that, and thank God for you all and your efforts. Commend your works and applaud your efforts in the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And we did have a few others who have dropped off already, but I know that they enjoyed the service because they were greeting you and I won't say moaning, but, you know, giving words as well. So I want to thank you to every one of you all for joining us today. And our announcements for today are September 27th, which is Tuesday. It's going to be Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. And we're going to be talking about abused men. We're going to have some black men authors on the line, and they're going to be talking about their experiences and how they've been abused in the books that they have written on that evening. And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Then on Wednesday evening, September 28th, we have Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who you hear on the line right now out of Little Rock, Arkansas. The same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And September 29th, Thursday, we'll either have Sergeant James Park, Keeping It Real, or myself, Ms. Inez Says. Let's talk about it. And we may be talking about forgiveness that evening. Not quite sure, because we kind of talked about forgiveness the other day when it says basically pushing through the pain or moving past the hurt, I should say. And that was a very interesting evening. So
sure
y'all can always go back and listen to the episode by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, and you can hear this service as well as any other service or segment that's been aired. You can even tell, hey, friend, I know this is out here. You might want to listen to it. We've had some really interesting topics. One was, can somebody please teach me how to be a man? That was a very interesting. That was another black author who had written that book. So we also talked about surviving trauma. We had 7 black women authors on the line, and they, oh my goodness, they were very, very, very strong, but they wrote their books. And so you may want to go back and listen to that episode as well, which was last Tuesday. So October the 2nd, we're going to have our Sunday service communion with Pastor Betty Bennett out of Harvest Worship Ministries International, who you've been hearing this evening, along with her husband, Apostle Chris. And that is 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please, some of the music you heard this evening was from Don't Turn Away from God album by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And so please support him through All Music Media. And he's coming out with another album around Christmas time. So it'll be a wonderful Christmas gift to give out to your friends, loved ones, or to whomever you like to give it out to. So please stay tuned for that. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you know what you got to do. Money, 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 money. But anyway, so let's see, donate to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my phone number, you can do it through Zelle. And we're also open to sponsorships. So if you want to become a sponsor, you can always email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. But another big, 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 big thank you to our worldwide audience for joining in and listening in to today's service with Apostle Chris Bennett on Winning Your Wings, taken out of Psalms 55:6. And he is hailing from Little Rock, Arkansas, from the Harvest World Ministries International. So if you're ever in that area, please go and see them, visit them, or if they're on the radio, listen to them. And maybe you might have a topic you'd like to discuss. You can talk about it. Let's talk about it on Tuesdays or Thursdays, depending on who's speaking. And so you can always email me also at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and we might be talking about a topic that you have that's pressing or you would like to hear. Or you can always, like I said earlier, go back to episodes on demand by www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio to hear any of our past episodes. So I don't know if anybody else would have anything they'd like to say, but I want to thank each and every one of you for joining in. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays with Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. And I don't know if anybody else has wants anything to say before I end out with, I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Baku Designs at www.anaisevalcour.com. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same Anais Baku. And I will have benediction by Apostle Chris Bennett. And in this world today, if you're going to be anything, be kind one to another. After we have benediction, we'll have a closing song, The Power of the Resurrection, by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. So it's in your hands, Reverend Apostle Chris Bennett.
Amen. We thank everyone for listening on tonight. And we thank him. We praise God for who he is and what he is doing. And we thank God for the wings that we have gotten. We thank God and we praise you. Now, Holy Spirit, let's do it at his 12th man forever. And we all say it, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Power of the Resurrection by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Amen.
Life has given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
Church said amen until we meet amen. Again. God be with you. Thank you again, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett out of the Harvest World Ministries International. Stay blessed.
Amen.
Stay blessed and be blessed. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.